The forest. It is the nearest and least primal part of the corrupted landscape around your base camp. And when you go there, it's often easy to gather some resources, either from friendly wanderers from the farm nearby, or from some of the less corrupted or even more purified inhabitants of the forest. You're walking through it today, memories of certain events percolating in your head. You follow the path until, a little way along it, you notice a course off to one side, and you hear a distant buzzing. Because you are familiar with it, you know you could successfully think your way around it, maneuver your way around the mental influence of that drone vibration. But it can be a little fun to ride the wave sometimes. Bzzz in the back of your head. There's a well-trodden trail. More like a game trail than the properly packed down main road. You turn toward it. You begin to meander. To wander. Closer to the source of that buzzing, droning, humming vibration. There's a marching beat under it. And your feet fall into line, following. It doesn't take long, step after step, in the only barely sun-touched shade underneath these trees, occasional patches of light making their way through the canopy. You see her sitting on the stump of a massive tree, a girl, a young woman with dark, dark eyes, almost crystalline her face at it, and behind her back, wings, insectoid, buzzing, beating, sending out that signal. She's a thorax that extends behind her, more insectoid than the rest. You know there's a stinger on the end of it. She has an almost furred and fuzzy ruff around her neck, and long dark antennae on top of her head. But her fall of messy reddish hair, her cute nose, her smiling lips, her huge breasts, the way the humanoid part of her has curved hips and long, thin, dainty legs. It's an alluring package, however you look at it. And as you walk closer, the glazed look in your eyes, even though your mind is still a little sharp behind it, communicating to her that you've fallen under her spell, she actually stops beating her wings. Abruptly, the pleasant, buzzing, vacant thought process fades. Oh, I didn't notice I was doing it. She stands up and waves you closer, and you do come closer. You notice that where her belly seemed a little swollen before, a little bit pudgy, it is now a flat, taut stomach. This figure, looking at you, looking over you. She actually stares between your legs quite openly, biting her lip. Then she looks up at your lips. I actually don't have any eggs today. Sorry about that. I just do it from habit. She points to her wings, which have stopped beating. But she's fidgeting now, her hands clasped in front of her, those long, thin legs rubbing her thighs together. There isn't really anything to conceal her pussy. Wet, smooth, really quite wet, the dripping, sweet-tasting fluid. You know it's sweet. You remember the scent filling the air as she got turned on, yes. And there is a smell of honey around. Nearby is a picnic basket with a few jars of it in it. It seems she's been collecting her honey as she sat here, to provide to the hive, or maybe to trade to Whitney's farm. You do remember the farm nearby often has honey. The bee looks at you, cants her head to one side. She bites her lip still, groaning. You see one of her hands slide down her flat abdomen between her legs. She's actually parting her slit, revealing her hidden clitoris. She pushes on it, biting her lip, and then backing up, Her wings buzz a few more times, moving her faster. She sits on the edge of that huge stump, spreads her legs, makes sure you can see her little honeypot. Her arousal is obvious. After all, the bees, as drones of the bee queen in the nearby colony, do have a constant arousing drive to propagate and oviposit. The mere fact the queen hasn't given her any eggs lately appears to have done little to reduce the arousal of this particular bee girl. When she sits there gripping her own inner thighs, you see her chitinous nails dig in. Those plump, luscious, fatty thighs on an otherwise thin, beautiful frame. The large breasts and her generous lower proportions give her a definite hourglass shape. You look at the whole package, but you're walking closer. Arousal rising, the scent of sweet honey filling the clearing. The juices dripping from her are noticeably arousing when one does taste them. Lick me up and I'll give you a special treat. She keeps her legs spread. In fact, it seems like she would have some difficulty closing them, given the way she's swaying back and forth, periodically buzzing her wings. You notice there's a spot in front of that stump where the grass has been cleared and gathered, allowing you to kneel on a very soft cushion and placing your face just level with her pussy. The narrow slit is completely closed, but still juices seep out the bottom, run down her butt, make an obvious pooling trickle. You look at the way her abdominal muscles are clenching. Her thorax is off to one side. She needn't use stinger or ovipositor today. There's just her wet, aching, dripping pussy. So often neglected, given the overwhelming urge and impetus she has to spread the queen's offspring. But today it's you and her. She's actually biting her lip and trembling with eagerness when you extend your tongue. When you lean forward and run it, the entire length up her slit, feeling the warmth of those thighs clasped against your ears, her knees hooked over your shoulders. You lean your elbows on the soft, well-smoothed wood of that tree stump, placing your tongue against her pussy. She grips your face and begins to hover, making her almost weightless, and she wreathes the slit against your tongue, rubbing, stealing kisses and licks, and slow, dripping ministrations are turned into rapid-fire face-riding. She's humping against your tongue. She's already moaning. Already gasping, clutching at her own breasts, having just barely managed to release her thighs so she could squeeze them tight around you. Before she needed them spread, now she needs them clapped tight around your face. Her pussy is wet, sweet, delicious, the honey from before, a slightly more diluted taste, but when it enters your body, heated flush and the obvious signs of physical arousal rage over you, especially between your legs, dripping, kneeling in the forest, the bee hovering a little bit off that stump, her gorgeous womanly thighs clapped around you, her hands mashing, squeezing, stretching, pinching her own breasts to add sensation. Yeah, 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 she's letting out little panting gasps. Her tongue is quite short, it's hanging out, though, just past her full lips, obstructing her speech as she drags cooling breaths of air across it and down her throat, swelling her lungs, making those breasts stick out even more. They're coated in sweat and sticking to her palms. Her thighs wrapped around you make you feel hot under the collar and around your ears, in your head, licking. Tasting her honey, knowing the effect you're having, because every now and then her wings are unable to keep flapping and she falls back against the stump. She quickly begins hovering again, bringing her pussy up to your face, humping against it, leaving her honey juices over your cheeks and chin. She pants harder. You can tell from the particular muscular squeezes, the way your tongue is being sucked greedily into her pussy when you slide it over the hole, the way her clit stands so firm against your tongue that you can flick it with the tip. You can tell she's getting close, her whole body tensed. Then her wings stop fluttering and she slowly floats down, laying on her back, squeezing your head between her thighs. She's letting out little grunts, little groans, little shakes. So you capitalize on her moment of distraction. Run a finger underneath. Begin rubbing across her ass, squeezing it tightly. She's still tormenting her breasts. At this point, almost nothing could stop it based on the way her hands are sticking to them. Squeezing them. Pushing them. You get quite the show when you look up from her sex, and by now you've learned its contours with your tongue. Slip it inside, deep, move it side to side, spreading her out. You push your nose, your upper lip against her clit while your tongue slides up amid the honey, drinking it down. Little shivers in you, too, because the taste of it, enough of it, and you're gonna be all worked up. You want it. You clench your ass as feelings between your legs grow a little too strong. Trying to hold back. Trying to keep concentrating. Delivering lick after lick. Now you're flicking her clitoris every time you run your tongue up. And whenever you do, her whole body jumps, jolts, slides. You push your tongue right on that nub and roll it in a circle. She lets out that little gasp. It's too much. It's too much, and she's gonna come. The squeezing of her legs, her thighs pressed right against your head. Her hands leave her breasts. She grips the top of your head and pulls you against her pussy, thrusting and humping against your mouth. The pleasure is obvious in the way that her eyes are squeezed shut. Her antennae lax, her entire body above the waist, laying flat, exhausted, winded on that stump, her lower body energetically pushing, thrusting against your face, rubbing her sex all over you. The honeyed scent fills your nose, your mind, your mouth. Her juices grow thicker. You lick them down, keeping up with the tide. This turns her on even more based on the way that her legs go slack, and that pussy just starts squeezing, squeezing. You pull your tongue out and take a look at it. The muscles are still going. The entrance is squeezing shut. You can see her ass below, the hole squeezing, squeezing. So you rub your fingers across her butt, slapping the cheek suddenly. She jolts, starting as though electrified, rising off the stump, moaning and collapsing back onto it. You settle her legs down, and she just hangs there, her pussy and butt hanging off the edge of the stump, her back on it, her legs up in the air, curled up, trying to contain the aftershocks, trying to keep in those tremors, those shivers that have quickly overwhelmed her mind. Good, good, good. She's babbling to herself. The release must have come as quite a relief. She was holding in that arousal, holding in her horny need. Her pussy is now, finally, getting over its last few little shocks. It is parted with her arousal because the lips are engorged. This means you can see how her hole has opened up a little, inviting a finger. Inviting a tongue, inviting anything to bring her pleasure. Her honey is drooling out of it, sticking to her skin. A fair amount of it went on your tongue and down your throat, but you know there's much more where that came from. And the hands that grabbed your head, tried to keep you against her pussy, have now gone back to pinching her nipples. She must like some stimulation on her breasts. Her eyes are still squeezed shut, but now, instead of the mindless, babbling, orgasmic talk, she's just saying, thank you. Thank you, over and over, thanking you for your oral ministrations, almost biting her lip, almost managing to close her mouth, but she still has to drag long, slow breaths in to try and return to herself and her senses. The taste of her on your lips, her body sweated, spent, exhausted, laying there. She shakes her head a little to clear the fog, opens her eyes, but they still look dull, hazy, and horny. She looks right at you. Takes her a little while to get words, but when she slowly sits up, the curves of her body are really on display, glistening with honey and sweat. She pinches her nipples, then moves her hands aside, sliding them underneath, holding up her breasts for you to see. When she manages to get standing, her legs wobble, so you reach out and grip her shoulder, helping support her. You also slide your other hand between her legs and begin rubbing her oversensitized clit. It just came, so she yelps immediately at the sensation, the intensity of it. But then she's grinding her sex against your palm, humping it eagerly and willingly. Yeah, yeah. She knows she's going to be horny again soon, so any relief you give her is welcome. But she manages to lean over, the hand on her pussy following her all the while, and reach into a hollow at the base of the stump. She pulls out a small sealed preserve jar with a cloth over the top. Inside is honey, but instead of the amber thing you'd been slurping from between her legs, this is golden and almost radiant. She places it on top of the stump, indicating it's your reward. We're not supposed to give it out, but I won't tell if you won't. She winks and pushes against you. So keep going. Her breasts press to your chest, her pussy in the palm of your hand. You reach around and grab her ass, since the way she's leaning on you means you don't need to support her shoulder anymore. The B-girl humps your hand, openly, blatantly, sticky trails of fluid from her quim down onto your fingers, then from there to the ground. You bring them up and taste them in front of her. She stares at your fingers, your lips, her eyes go wide, her mouth hangs open, drooling, unspeakably turned on. She spreads her legs in her stance, making sure you can see that your hand is more than welcome between her legs again. But given that she isn't currently offering any pleasure to you, just greedily taking, you tell her as much, asserting your dominance by stepping away, leaving her denied, shivering, her pussy slick, catching the light, looking almost as radiant as the golden honey in the jar you pick up and inspect. When you turn and begin to walk away, you look back and wink, seeing the way she's desperately, needily, mincing her hips, sliding her inner thighs against each other, slipping her own hand down and beginning to rub her clit. You actually watch the moment her knees shiver and she slides down, splay-legged in the clearing, rubbing her pussy desperately, getting turned on all over again. You know that in her head the memory of your tongue, of you slurping her tasty sweet fluids from your fingers before her very eyes, of your hand and the way she ground against it. Those are the thoughts tormenting her. And even after you make your way back to camp, that B-girl's gonna be thinking of you. She'll remember you next time. You can tell from the wet look at the corner of her eyes, and from the heavy, glowing thing in your hand, a special treat for you. It's rare for drones of the queen to do anything special other than make their usual deal for standard honey in exchange for overposition. She showed you vulnerability, and you used it to bring her pleasure and pleasure and no shortage of haunting fantasies. With that positive thought in mind, you turn and begin to walk back to camp, hefting the honey in your hand, smiling, pacing away. The arousal from having consumed her juices is still in you, but it takes a little more than just that to put you on edge. Besides, you can take care of it later. Remembering her warm thighs around your face, her heavy breasts, and that you know where she hangs out. You'll have to try the honey for dinner and see what happens.